Pat Lim and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the incredible achievements in our school community.
Today we're diving in, quite literally, into the world of competitive swimming with one of our school's rising stars.
He's made waves across Kent and the South East, taking home medals left, right and centre, including 8 golds at the Kent County Championships and a regional gold in open water swimming.
We have tried this 2 or 3 times, so Romeo, apologies for that and coming back in, but we'd like to welcome you, so welcome Romeo.
Welcome.
Yes. Good.
So, Romeo, the news board headline said Romeo wins gold at the Southeast Regional Open Water Championships. That sounds amazing, but we want to know the story behind it. What was that day like?
Well, it was quite a while ago now, so it was quite good, and I was going into it as one of the fastest, and to come away and win was quite nice at such a high level, so I enjoyed that, and it was a good day.
And you were swimming in an open field of under 12s to 14 swimmers, and you were the youngest in that group. How did it feel standing on the start line with older competitors?
It was different than what I was used to, but it was fine once you're in the water because you know you're about the same speed. And I came away 6th, being the youngest, and I won my age group. So.
Well done.
And remind us, 2 kilometres in open water, that's not just a quick dip in the pool. What was going through your mind during the swim?
Well, it's a very long way, so you have to think about your technique and your stroke and keep your mind focused throughout the swim, because it's about 20 minutes or a bit more. So you have to keep your head in the game and keep thinking about what you're doing.
How is it different to swimming in a lake compared to a pool?
It's very different because there's no turns and it's just open, so you're just constantly swimming without anything to think about, so you just have to think about the smaller details when you're out in the lake.
Did you have any moments when you thought, I can't keep going, and if so, how did you push through?
Not really, but it's a long way and you get tired, so you just have to keep on going even when you are tired.
What was it like finding out you'd won gold?
So I'd already kind of knew I'd won because there was no one in my age group around me, so I assumed I had, but it was quite nice knowing that I'd finally won after a long distance.
And did you say 6th overall?
Yes.
Nice. So 6th overall, that's pretty big. Did you celebrate afterwards? Maybe a few Pepsis?
No, not really. I didn't really do much. It was just nice to win and know that I had one and got the job done. Mm-hmm. So
that's it.
Now,
before that open water success, you'd already made some headlines with your results at the Kent County Swimming Championships at the London Aquatic Centre. 8 golds, 2 silvers and 3 bronze. That's some serious medal haul.
It's quite nice, and as over time it gets easier, and now I've just done one weekend of the 2026 County Championships and I've won 6 golds so far with another weekend to go, so I could win more. I feel quite good about it.
That's awesome, bud. Did you know gold's hit its highest price on the market? Are you looking to sell those medals or will you be keeping them?
Keeping them.
Okay, good. So 13 medals, nearly a full jewellery shop's worth. What race are you most proud of from those that competition, and maybe the one you've just done?
Probably the 100 breaststroke in both, because I wasn't going into it as the quickest back then, so it was quite good to win knowing that I wasn't going to, so it was quite unexpected. And it was probably the same at this year's, because I won by 5 seconds, which was quite a long way. So
it is a long way in the pool.
Yeah.
You've clearly improved since last year when you placed fourth. What changed for you between then and now? Training, mindset, diet?
I definitely train a lot more, and I do land training. So I'm starting to do weights and more land-based stuff. But I also train more in the pool, and I do more two-hour sessions. So I definitely eat more than I used to as well.
Which event is your favourite? Freestyle, breaststroke, or maybe IM?
I like long distance freestyle and IM because long distance freestyle is very different to anything else because of how much you're swimming. So I feel like I'm in my own state of mind and I just enjoy that. And I like IM because it's just all the strokes and it's quite nice.
You've competed at national level venues like the Aquatic Centre. What's it like walking into a pool where Olympians have raced?
Oh yeah, it's quite different to what you're used to, and I do enjoy it. Swimming in a bigger pool and a bigger venue is a lot nicer than anything else. So,
you mentioned qualifying times for the nationals. How do you prepare mentally for those big goals?
You definitely increase your training more. So you know you're ready for it, and just to increase your stamina and get ready for it.
So swimming's a very, very tough sport. Early mornings, long sessions, cold water. What keeps you going, motivated and training hard?
Just my end goals. So what I'm working towards is for something. So I'm not just training to train, but there's an end goal and I want to reach that, which pushes me to train harder.
What is that end goal?
Well, near term, I've got probably the British Championships coming up. And I want to perform the same as I did last year. I won 3 golds and I want to get more this year. So that's probably what I'm aiming towards in the near future.
Lovely.
And do you ever get nervous before a big race? What's your way of calming down on the blocks?
I do sometimes get nervous, but to calm myself down, I just do deep breathing and think about what I'm doing, and it just keeps your nerves down.
Nice. Now, Romeo, you're in year 9, and somehow you balance schoolwork, training, and competitions. Okay, that's pretty impressive. How do you fit it all in?
It's just being disciplined to get your work done before you go training and just doing work whenever you can so that you don't have to worry about what you've got to do, which helps before training.
Do your classmates know all about all your medals, or do you try to keep quiet at school?
They do know about them, and they know that I swim, so it's nice, like, when they ask me about it, like being able to tell them. But sometimes they don't know, so it's fine. I just keep it to myself.
Cool. And what's your favourite subject when you're not in the pool?
Probably DT.
DT, shout out to?
Mr. Kemp.
Mr. Kemp. Ah, very good.
And outside of swimming, what do you do to relax? Netflix, gaming, or more swimming?
I just do whatever. I don't really do much outside of swimming. I just relax and do whatever I feel like.
Oh, that's good. It must take a lot of discipline. Do you think swimming has helped you build good habits for other parts of life?
Yeah, it has. Like being able to get up early just helps in general with school, and like being disciplined to train hard helps you like be disciplined to work hard. So just comes in to help with that.
Okay, Romeo, time for our favourite part, the quick fire round. We're going to ask you a bunch of fun questions. First answers that pop into your head, no hesitation. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Favourite pool snack between races?
Banana.
If you could swim in any location in the world, where would it be?
London.
What would you rather swim through, jelly or custard?
Jelly.
And if you had a swimming superpower, speed, stamina, breathing, underwater forever, which would you want?
Breathing.
Who would win in a race, you or a dolphin?
a dolphin.
What song would you play if you could choose your own walkout music before the final?
Seven Nation Army.
What's harder, Butterfly or Mass Homework?
Mass Homework.
Shout out to?
No particular teachers.
Oh, whoever gives you tough Mass Homework. If swimming was an Olympic sport for teachers, who at school would win gold?
Mr. Parkins.
Brilliant answers, Romeo, especially the dolphin one.
It's been amazing hearing how much dedication and passion you've put into swimming, okay, from county to regional success, and now looking ahead to national championships. I also, just before we move, I've found out since we spoke last that your brother is swimming as well.
Yes.
Okay, so basically my last question would be, who's better?
Me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100%?
100%.
Even when you were his age?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got to work harder, has he?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully he listens to this and then puts a bit more effort in. Ball Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all be cheering you on from back at school. Whatever happens, you've already made us proud.
Anything you want to chat about before we finish, Romeo?
Not particularly.
Any Olympic dreams?
Yeah, I want to get there. I'm aiming for 2032 because I think I'll be about 19 then. So that's what I'm aiming for, and it gives me something to work towards.
Amazing. That's a great goal. Thank you very much for joining us today and all the best for the upcoming events.
That's all from Behind the News Board. Join us next time as we uncover another inspiring story from our school community.
Pack Moving Orson's News Board Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them...